Good morning. You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM. This is Robin and
Anthony.
Hello.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is looking cloudy with a chance of situationship out there. I came up with that before. Just about 10 seconds ago, I said I'm going to say that again.
I thought that was actually really good.
Yes, you laughed harder when we said it off air.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to laugh hard the second time.
But anyway, yeah, happy.
It's like, you know, when you record a voice memo and then it like deletes, but then you...
Torture.
It's awful because someone says something actually funny and you laugh and then you're like, it deletes and you're like, okay, I have to do it again now.
It's so embarrassing.
Or do
you know what? I'll normally, it always happens to me. I don't know why my Snapchat's being very iffy lately, but I'll send a video on it. If Joe and I press the yellow button to send, it just deletes. And I'll say, my energy will be up. I'll tell a fantastic story. And then I'll just...
The confidence. Come on.
It's brilliant.
The ego is massive in here today.
But then I just literally have to be like, that didn't send. But basically, to sum up, I just sum up the story they never heard and it ruins the vibe.
I actually hate telling stories. I love listening to stories, but I get so like...
I'm a storyteller.
Spooked. Yeah, we compliment each other in that way. Because I'll just listen to your stories and you like...
Yeah.
I think it's just
liking the sound of your own voice, isn't it?
That's nice though. I think that's a great quality to have.
But you always have a good little story. You've spooky stories.
I always have crazy stories. Attract like really funny people.
Funny energy.
Funny energy, but it's all cool because I love like listening to people's stories.
That happens with one of the lads as well. Like he'd be like, Joe, he'll go into town and he'd be like, oh, I just bumped into like this person and this happened. I'm like, this never happens to me.
Well, usually it's not really with people I know. Like it would just be like someone, I don't know if the same happens to you, but random one, but I was in the airport last year and I was just walking, minding my own business. This man comes up to me and he goes, all he says to me is rats. And I was like, What the hell?
I think that's our new... It's become our new saying. I've adopted it from you. I don't know where it comes.
You adopted it.
I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, it was the lads just started saying it. But yeah, anyway, what the hell?
Now it's part of my lingo.
Then he was just talking about the rats in the airport, and I was like, no, I haven't heard about it. But anyway, then we got onto his life story, and it was lovely to listen to. And then he just went on his own way.
Do you know one thing? This actually brings me on. One thing I miss about when I didn't drive and I used to take the bus was I'd always get like...
I love the bus.
I kind of miss the bus in a sense.
I get it every so often. Well, usually to college, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, where I live, there's like one bus a day, so I can't. But I used to, in my
transport.
Old, in when I worked in my first job, I used to have to get dropped into Blackpool and then get the bus out and always come across like a little character. And I remember there's this one old person and he was like, what do you want to do with your life? And I was kind of like, oh, I don't really know, even though I kind of knew, but I was kind of like, meh. But he said, if I can give you one bit of advice, this is like something that like stuck with me. He was like, make sure to travel. He said, travel.
How come we've never spoken about this before?
I don't know. I only remembered it this morning.
This is insane.
I was literally, he got on the bus on Grand Parade and I was talking to him all the way to Man Point. And you're like, at that time, Joe, somebody sat next to me on the bus because it was during COVID as well. So you're like, remember you were supposed to like have like one person for every two
the
seats.
Older, the, not even everyone used to just put it below their nose and they thought it still worked.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think I'd done that in the summer when because the place I worked, it was hot.
In the studio right now,
the studio's boiling.
I am roasting.
Yeah, it's always warm in here. I wonder what it's going to be like in the summer. I've never done this in the summer.
Oh.
Anyway, we haven't even introduced this week's team, but if you have been following our Instagram, you're absolutely up to date.
Woo!
So basically we decided to come into the library during the week and as always we didn't do any work and we were talking outside for the whole time and we were talking about like just love as we always do.
I think it's just something that everyone wants to listen to and like talk about. Like everyone wants to share their own like love experience and it doesn't have to be relationships.
Yeah.
It can be with your family, your friends, whatever. But we all just want to feel heard, like you said.
Yeah.
You want to feel heard and seen. And I think with love as well, you can feel that like you're the only one experiencing like, I don't know, different things in a relationship,
absolutely.
Like whatever.
And that's what motivated this team. Our TV in the studio just went off.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the clock.
We talked to Tara. Anyway,
shout out Tara. She's in the podcast studio right now. I'm waving.
It's back again.
It's back. Never mind. And it's gone. Anyway, sorry. So that is very annoying. I know you can't see this right now. Anyway, so yeah, basically what we were saying is like when talking about like love and stuff like that, people just want to feel like related because at the time, especially when it's going bad, you can feel like you're the only person who's going through it and stuff. And that's what brought us onto this week's topic, which we opened up to our listeners to talk about your situations that you've experienced in, not even in full relationships, but just like if you've had a crush and you haven't liked them, they haven't liked you back or vice versa.
Because it was all anonymous as well.
It was all anonymous as well. So
we don't know who anyone is.
It was an app called, let me double check, Tell on Yim.
No idea. Oh, I think, yeah.
I don't know. That's what T-E-L-L-O-N-Y-M. Telonym. Cool. I don't know. We'll go with
Telonym.
But that's probably it.
That's
yes.
Fine. It doesn't matter.
But yeah, so basically we had listeners send in their situations and our plan was basically just kind of read them out, give a little reaction. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like it's good. I feel like you listening at home, you
get
might be going
new
through
perspective
the same thing.
Going.
Yeah, and we won't play new account. Noah Can show.
We probably will because
I mean, he's always on. It's Noah Can or Hoisier, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with the pair of them, so yeah. It doesn't even matter.
So, yeah, I guess
okay.
We can start
fire
off.
Away.
We can start
there.
Off with the very first one. Some of these were juicy, I'll tell you that much. I mean, they were extremely enjoyable to listening to.
You were listening to them, weren't you?
Yeah, I listened to them out loud. I just put them onto Google Audio. I said, speak. But so this first one, also it is completely anonymous. So if you're listening and it is your question,
yeah.
Fantastic. But nobody else knows.
And obviously we don't know.
And obviously
so.
We don't know.
No judgment as well.
And no judgment. And we also just want to say thank you very much for sharing your stories.
Thank you, yeah.
So this very first one is from anonymous, obviously. And it says, I can't help but realise I've absolutely over-romanticised the situationship that is at this stage a few years old. She's been in a relationship since we ended and it's made me feel insecure. I've had partners since, but I haven't felt the same.
Can I read it, please?
Yeah, do.
Sorry, I can't.
So,
okay.
Robin needs to, is a visual.
I am a visual.
You're a visual.
I can't.
I'm an audio person.
Oh, do you want me to read it to you so next? Maybe instead.
Oh, no, I read it. No, I got it.
Oh, you got them all. Okay.
So, yeah, reading this, I'm just going to wait for Robin to catch up
to
speed.
Go on, give me your opinion.
It's very relatable because I know, I think I've been through it and other people have been through it. And the main thing that I take from that is over-romanticising, which is something that everybody can be guilty of.
So, what is it? So, I can't help but realise I've absolutely over-romanticised a situationship. Right, so the pair of you weren't in a relationship. You were in a situationship that ended a few years ago, I'm guessing. Is that what it's saying? At this stage, a few years old, she's been in a relationship since we ended and it made me feel so insecure. I've had partners since, but I just haven't felt the same. That's very tough. That's really, really tough because, like, I don't know, I think...
What stands out for me most from that is the over-romanticising part, and it's something that
we all have these scenarios in our heads and we want things to work out, or you know, we have ideas of the future and whatever and what will happen, but sometimes things work out better than you could have imagined as well, I do believe. But that's really tough that you can't seem to shake it off.
Especially,
and I'd be really intrigued to find out why it never went into a relationship, do you know?
Yeah.
And that you still feel this way about this person, you know?
From what I get from that, I feel like it was the... Was it? Did it say he or she? I can't get over him or I can't get over her?
Doesn't say. Oh, right. She's been in a relationship.
Okay, so what I take from that is maybe she was the one who wasn't going to pursue it. I felt like maybe
who
sent it in. But like over-romanticising, because I think sometimes you can kind of really enjoy the idea of somebody as opposed to actually liking someone. Because we don't know how long it went on for, but like situationships can range. For some reason, these days, situationships can go like up to a year.
Okay, well, we won't even get into my perspective on that. I don't know. I just think...
You're not a situationship believer.
No, I don't. Yeah. I think situationships, like they're fine at the start because you're trying to navigate whether you want to be with the person or not. Mm. But it's like, if it's gone on... to be fair, it's all circumstantial, but I just think, why don't you make it official? Like, you know, I just don't understand why it's either you make that next label because like... If you're doing the exact same thing with the same person, it's just extra label, you know?
Well, I suppose I can weigh in on that because I'm definitely guilty of staying stuck in the situationship phase. And I think maybe one would be like afraid to commit,
totally
which we
fair.
Want, but the main thing is comfort.
That you'd still be into the person or you're just staying with the person because it's comfortable?
I think it's a bit of both.
You do
like them.
But there's a difference, you know, when you like someone and then you're like, okay, like I really,
but that's, I feel like when you're in a situation, you don't feel like,
you don't feel like the way that I'm describing.
Because then you would go, but it's kind of like, okay.
That's tough though.
It's
because
such an
it's
awkward
like
situation.
There's other people out there or you could just be by yourself instead of like spending time with someone that you're not even, I don't
fully,
know.
You are attached, you do like them, but for some reason there's something holding you back. It might be...
A box isn't ticked.
Oh, that was the fantastic conversation that we will go on to momentarily.
Possibly not.
But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like you kind of, it's, I think it's a comfort thing. And yeah, it's definitely, one thing I've realized is definitely better if it's not 100% right is to just step away.
Yeah.
Because especially with situationships, short term, they're great.
They're great when they start, but
I've never had a situation. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody have a situation end with a shaking of the hands and that was fantastic. Thank you for your time.
Somebody, I think it's communication as well is really, really important though as well.
Yeah.
You know, there can be a lot of like things solved by communicating with people. And then even sometimes when you communicate with someone, sometimes it just doesn't really matter what you say. It's just not going to work. And
yeah,
you know,
it comes back to the box ticking. Like if, and there's,
you can feel
it before you know it. And that's what situationships, it's like, okay, I like you, this is convenient,
but not enough,
but it's not enough. And that's not fair.
And that's not enough. You deserve more.
You deserve more.
And for this person, I think if I was to say anything, is that this is my perspective. If you still feel the same about someone after years of, you know, this, I would maybe just converse with them. If you could, easier said than done, totally.
Yeah.
But if you're not getting over someone, and to be fair, I have to say as well, maybe you go back to this person, you talk with them, and then you realize, oh, I actually don't feel this way anymore.
Could do you the world of good.
Yeah, and then if you do feel the same way, then, I mean, your answers are heard.
Yeah.
But if not, it's like, I don't know how you can fully...
I feel like my advice for you would be think back, take off the rose-tinted sunglasses and think back to why that didn't work out. Think of, you'll only remember the good things, but if there is, like, try and consider it as a whole, because in everything there's bad things as well. You can be, absolutely.
So
I want you, like, look back and say, okay, why didn't this work out? And then think, okay, but that's not what I want. Now, you could love...
Yeah.
It comes back to, I think you can really enjoy the idea of being with someone.
Totally, yeah.
But I feel like it would have worked out if it did.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Feel free, as Robin's saying, I mean, if you're on a talking, if it's okay to talk to each other, or like if you've both cut all contact.
If
you can break that wall and just say, yeah, look,
and don't do it over text, I would say in person, because over text, it's not the same as in person.
Yeah,
like, you feel it differently when you're in person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you can read the body language and you can, I don't know, you can just feel it.
Yeah.
You just feel it. But also I would say that if you would be into journaling, I would write down all your feelings on a page. Just let yourself go wild with it and don't judge yourself. Just keep writing about how you feel about the situation and whatever. And sometimes when you read back over it, you won't realize what you said.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, I didn't think I was thinking that, but I did. And then I would write down your ideal person as well, because if this person isn't ticking those boxes, and if they didn't want to commit to be in a relationship or whatever, like, we don't know if that's a situation or not.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, it's worth evaluating.
Yeah,
I back
you with the journaling, because it's something that I only started a couple of months ago, and it's crazy. When I remember saying I'd never go back and read what I first wrote, when I went back to read it, I was looking at what I was reading. I was like, "Excuse me," did I actually feel that way? So I definitely think journaling is possibly one of the best ways, and it gets it out of your head as well, because your head's a confined space. It can get all messed. I feel like once you can get it out on paper or talk to one of your friends or somebody close to you that you feel you can trust.
Totally.
And get their opinion on it. But the only thing is with that is sometimes when you're in a situation...
I have to say as well, sometimes you just know yourself anyway. Everyone can tell you one thing and you just know yourself.
Yeah.
And you're going to do your own thing anyway.
Yeah, because like you said, love blinds you.
Yeah.
And
so,
yeah, caught with it. But hopefully that was helpful. If you feel comfortable texting our Instagram page, we could have a conversation about
totally.
It.
Yeah, totally.
If not, we absolutely get that. But
so next one.
Hopefully we helped you.
Yes. Thank you very much. So next one is, I've been living in Cork for a year now. I found it very hard to meet someone as I am quite introverted. I've never tried dating apps, but I saw your story that said one of you has started it. Is there a point in giving it a go, or is it better to meet someone in person? My only problem is I don't know where I would even meet someone in person.
Hmm.
Cool beans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Can I just...
Yeah, totally.
I actually just realised I'm a visual learner.
No, I'm a visual learner as well. So what I would... Like, I'm not... Well, personally, I haven't used one before. I haven't used a dating app before. But I have to say, I have very close friends and family members that have met their now partners on Tinder or Hinge. Well, I don't know about Hinge. I think Hinge is more popular
now. Hinge is kind of growing now.
Yes. So I would recommend Tinder. I think try the dating apps 100%.
Especially if you feel that you're introverted and you feel like, you know, maybe you don't like kind of going out and stuff.
Mm.
I feel like dating apps are the perfect way to kind of in the comfort of your own home, just kind of put yourself out there.
Yeah.
There is a very positive side of dating apps. I've used them.
Mm.
I've had, I suppose, the three probably most serious situations that I've had. Two of them have come from dating apps.
Mm.
And it does, it's an easier way. It's a more comfortable way.
Mm.
Ideally, for me personally, I feel like it's better when you meet someone platonically, as if
you start off with friends and then you progress.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean.
No, but I could be getting that wrong. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm on about in person.
Okay.
So like, that's not what platonic means.
Keep going.
But ideally, I would love to meet somebody in person, but I absolutely get that in the sense that like...
It's very tough to meet people though as well. I was listening to this podcast before and this lady was speaking about if you want to meet someone for you... You need to go to places that you like. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, but you could still meet them in this place. Like, you just never know. But I don't know. Like, I don't really like. I don't know. There's not many things I really don't like.
I suppose that you could kind of be like, if let's say, if
I'm not a big fan of. Like, I wouldn't play rugby. No, I don't know.
I would kind of be like, okay, so I like the gym. And if your ideal person was somebody who's into the gym, somebody shares that interest, you could train in a gym.
Yeah.
And surround yourself with like-minded people. Yeah, surround yourself with like-minded people.
And then you might
find somebody.
And then also you can meet. So the thing is, I think it's just about actually getting outside the house, I think, is a big thing because you never know. You can meet friends or relationships. In either way, like for one example, right? So there was one day and I'm a part of a society and they were doing this like fundraiser activity where they were making bracelets. And I was like, I'll just pop down there because they're looking for volunteers to help dish out stuff or whatever. And I sat down making a bracelet across the way from now one of my closest friends.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's her name's Isabel. She's really, really nice. She's from Spain.
You just never know
who you meet. Like genuinely, it's just about... Just trying new things and I think getting outside your comfort zone, which is very, very tough to do.
Yeah.
But that's the hardest thing
to do.
Saying yes to opportunities.
First step. Getting yourself out there. And for me, I personally think you've never tried dating apps, I feel like do it because that's
coming
out your comfort
zone.
You can put yourself out there and it's more inviting and you never know.
You never know what'll happen as a result of it.
I mean, you could come across somebody who's fantastic, maybe not this time,
but
you never know if you don't try it.
Also though, if you have no experience with dating apps, like, well, I don't know, but like, I think if you're going on a date, please send a friend your location and stuff like that. You just never know as well who you meet like online or whatever.
100%.
Just send your friend like a location of where you are
I would actually recommend Hinge to you because I feel like you can get more of
personality.
With Tinder, it's just photos. So you're kind of like, they're good looking, whatever.
But there's so many people that like you could at first glance be like, yeah, they're good looking. But then you get to actually know them and you're like, whoa. I was saying the opposite. I was like, whoa, they're fab. Yeah.
I was saying the opposite. I was saying that they could be good looking. Then you get to know them.
I was saying that they're like not the most attractive like to you or whatever. And then you get to know them and you're like, oh my God, you're
That's happened to me. But I'd recommend Hinge to you because I feel like you get across more of like your personality and stuff. And like it's definitely easier. It gives you more like material to text them because with Hinge basically you'll be given three like prompts. So like three like things about yourself and people reply to it and you can reply to the prompt or you can reply to an image. And it kind of it's kind of easier.
Icebreaker.
It's like an easy icebreaker, whereas like Tinder, it can sometimes be hard to come up with what to say. I definitely recommend doing that. And also maybe just try and maybe get out a bit more. I know you can be introverted. And that's like what I'm saying. It sounds easy for me to say. It's probably very hard
to
get out. Because the world's actually a harder place when you are quiet.
I do think though, Tinder or Hinge or whatever.
Definitely recommend giving it a go. Yeah. And you know, I suppose you are new in Cork as well. There's so much people that you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like for us, we kind of know. Like anytime I download Hinge or Tinder or first swiping through, we'll both know the kind of people that we're coming across. Yeah. Cork is a small place.
I think just go out if you have. I don't know if you like reading by yourself, just go to the park and read by yourself, you know, instead of staying at home. Do you know? You never know what you'll encounter.
Just small stuff. Just put yourself out there and you never know. I like to think that if you can do half at the world, the universe will take care of the rest.
That's beautiful.
And keep your fingers crossed that it does work out. So hopefully it does.
Hopefully that helped. Let us know.
How would you feel? No. Okay, this is, I remember reading this and I was laughing for about 20 minutes.
Oh, what is it? I'm going to have to read it anyway.
You'll have to read it. My boyfriend cheated on me with a 15-year-old and then wrote a rap song about me to try and get back, and I'm not joking.
I wish you could see my face right now.
Well, we are on Instagram Live on UCC, so you can see Robin's face.
Can I read that? Sorry, that was a lot for me.
That's a bit out of my...
Babe. My boyfriend cheated on me with a 15-year-old. Sorry, but like, what age are you? And is that like not like illegal?
Definitely.
Because like...
Unless
I would think most of our people that listen to us are like our age, was like 22. Or
20, so that's a situation.
So that's actually... Borderline terrifying.
The road to
like
rap.
Like, low-key, you go to prison for that. Yeah,
the road to rap song is also not...
Then wrote a rap song about me to try and get me back.
Get out of that relationship.
Was the song good? Like, I'm not even, like, joking. I'd actually really like to hear this song. What?
Well, I mean, if it was good, we can appreciate his musical talents, but we're not going to appreciate him as a person.
I actually don't really know how to respond. I just think...
Get out of that relationship.
Wait, my boyfriend... Oh my God, don't...
Yeah, get out of it.
Babe, okay. Okay, firstly, obviously no judgment, but I think you deserve...
100 times better.
100 billion times better than someone who's cheating on you with a 15-year-old. And that he can rap, like, oh, grand. Like, no.
That's surely the biggest ick of all time, though, no?
No, I think that writing songs would be kind of cool. Some of that like write songs. Like, oh.
But imagine if it was sent in a voice.
No, but someone that's cheating on you with a 15-year-old.
Well, yeah, that should be the ick.
Do you ever see those videos and it's like people saying like how they got back their cheating like partner?
No.
There's like videos that go around and it's like how they kind of like sabotage their like cheating ex, like what they did to get them back.
Oh yeah.
I don't know any off the top of my head, but I mean, take a look.
I love it. Yeah.
I know. I think, truthfully, just...
Yeah, you need to sack that off.
Please. It's so much easier said than done though, because love is blind. Yeah. Love is blind. And that's us saying that you deserve a billion times better, but I don't know how you're feeling. But please, love, like, just...
My absolute advice is just get out of that straight away.
Please, yeah.
There's no excuse.
I don't even have any other words apart from...
There's zero excuse for
you
cheating.
You deserve so much better.
There's zero excuse for cheating.
No
excuse. I feel like the relationship... What do you think about this? If somebody cheats, I feel like the relationship's done. It's over.
No, I'll be gone. I'd be done.
I don't think there's going back.
I don't see how there's any... I don't know. There's relationships that, like,
there's relationships
I know...
that have worked
and
through
that
it,
they
yeah.
still work... when the partner's cheated and it's like, okay, that's good, you know, and if it works for you, that's fine.
Yeah.
We're not here to judge. We're just saying this is our personal opinion that like, I truthfully, I don't think I'd never trust them again.
No, I'd be done.
I'd be done as well.
It would definitely play in the back of my mind.
If I was in the situation and if they did cheat on me, I don't know. Like I think.
Well, see, this is what I say, because
I always say that now that I'm like, I'd be done.
When I'm in a neutral position, I'd be like, yeah, it's done. But then when I'm in it, I'm like, oh, but you have so many good qualities.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
That's
what
I'm talking about
with the person two
confessions ago, that's what I was saying, like the rose tinted sunglasses. Robin is skitting laughing looking at the phone right now. But that's what I was saying, love can blind you, but you need to, my advice honestly, sometimes the neutral point of view is always the best one, but you don't really want to take it,
and you're going to do your own thing anyway, but we're just going
to
tell you
need to get out.
We're giving you tough love and we're like,
yeah,
get out.
Sometimes
there's so many other
There's nice people out there. And do you know what? If the rap song was great, fair enough. Say, fantastic music.
I haven't heard it on the charts, though, so it's not that great, to be honest.
It's not trending on my Spotify.
It's not trending on my Spotify.
And it's not even a TikTok audio yet.
I would really like to hear it if the person would send this to us. And if also, lads, we're talking about all of these people's stories now. Thank you so much for sending this in. This is very brave. And what you're going through, we're not like... diminishing it or anything. Yeah. This is horrible that you're going through it. If you want to talk to us more, just send us a message on our Instagram. You know, it's
My main thing for this is that I feel like not only is the person who sent it in going to gain something, but there's people listening who are also going to be going through stuff and they'll be like,
cheating,
oh, okay, so I'm not the only person who's going through.
If they're
going
to cheat on you once, well, I don't know what your opinion is, but I think if they're going to cheat on you once, they're probably going to do it again.
I believe that somebody could cheat once and they won't do it again, but for me, that doesn't matter for me.
Think
I'm
so?
Like, you've done it once. Do
I don't know. I don't know.
I just, no, cheat.
I don't know why I have the depression that if someone's going to just cheat, they're probably just going to cheat again.
I just have a zero tolerance policy. Like, it doesn't matter who you are.
But I understand if you're in an open relationship, I suppose. Like, that's not cheating then, because you've probably
agreed. That's not cheating.
But
cheating is...
But it's like, why would they want to get with anyone else?
You are enough.
When you
know what I mean?
You, dead right. You are like, enough. But when you love someone or when you really like someone,
you don't even look at other
you
people.
You don't even look at anyone. No one even comes
zero
into
interest.
Your vision, like, yeah. at
so
all.
That's
so
that's why
yeah,
I just,
you deserve
you know,
more.
It's a very hard thing, but you deserve way more. And I have no doubt that you absolutely will get more.
Yes, you will.
And you can definitely do a lot better than a rapper who likes
other 15
people.
Year olds.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of I'm trying to overlook
I
it because it kind of knocks me sick. But you can do.
I just
you
want
can
to know what
so
eight. No, 15. Please stop.
I feel like most of our listeners are in that college era, unless they're kind of like in the younger, because we do have some listeners who are still in school and stuff.
Yeah.
Still, we don't approve of it.
Okay.
Robin's visual learning is coming to clutch. I'm still playing with this graduation hat. I'll say it every single week on the radio. They need to probably get rid of it. And whoever graduated and left their hat in the studio. Thank you very much.
One more. I think it's just one more. Because then we have other ones from the actual app that text us being like, what's your zodiac sign?
For some reason. Like, so I download this app. Obviously, I got the free one because I'm not paying $7.99. And they just sent me like a load of like AI ones. So they sent me like 5 AI ones. It was like, what is your outfit today? And I'm like, so it's Jordan Force.
Okay, will I read the next one?
Yeah, go for it.
I had an affair with an engaged girl and now she's trying to end her engagement for me. Here you go. Sorry, do you want to read it?
No.
No, I think that's very tough. Okay. No, I think it's tough because...
I don't know.
Like, do the two of you really want to be together? See,
she's engaged though.
Yeah.
She's cheated. That's straight away. And just like that, I'm like, because I mean, you've cheated on
her. But I don't think the person that sent us the text is like in the wrong or anything. Because
he's whoever they are is fine, but like the person you're going after has cheated on the person that she is not only with, but she's engaged to. You can do better than that.
But if that person's... See, I'm completely then falling back on myself now because I'm like, if that person's not in love with the person they're engaged to, then it's like...
Then why are you getting engaged?
Yeah, so...
Do you know what I mean?
That's really tough because, like, do you want to be together? Like, have you spoken about that? Like, she's trying to end her engagement for me.
That's such a horrible...
I didn't realise
we're at the age where, like, people are getting...
Because I've heard of it before, like, of, like, friends of friends or whatever, and they've had... They've had, like, affairs with married... It's usually married men, but
yeah.
It's, like...
That's so spooky. I don't know anybody who's married. Well, I do. That's
I've heard of the friends who's... And honestly, I'm speaking about all of these and I'm like, I don't know because I'm not in your shoes right now. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, if I was in love with someone and they were engaged to someone else, I don't know what I would do.
Well, my advice is, I mean, she's been willing to get engaged to somebody else and she's got with you. That's, for me, that's just an absolute no.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, that's possibly the biggest red flag. Because, I mean, we haven't got to that level of where we're getting, of love, where it's like engagement and stuff. We're still, because obviously we're still young.
And we're both still single.
And we're both horrifically single.
Oh, no, I'm chill.
There's actually something I'm going to tell you off air, which is mad. I seen it on, we see radio have a private story.
Right.
And I saw it. Scott.
Oh, I saw it as well.
That's going to be fun.
Anyway.
Yeah, my advice to you, please, don't pursue that at all.
I just think that you deserve
somebody who isn't engaged.
You deserve to be in love with someone who like loves you back and is willing to like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just straight away. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Like I've heard of situations where people were married and then they like they had an affair and now they're with that person.
I've heard that as well. And sometimes, like, one thing as well is sometimes it's 50% of marriages don't work out. So
I wonder, is that, like, an age thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder, is it, like, marriages that start very young and then... You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the thing, we don't know. That's the thing, what I love about us, I love that. There could definitely be a time, like, 20 years, we'll come back and listen to these shows and we're like, we really thought we knew it all. Because when I was 4 years ago when I was like 18, I was like, I know it all. And Lord, I did not. So, I mean, we can come back in 10 years and be listening to us and be like, oh, you were so wrong.
But the thing is, everyone is like so wise at like different ages. Like I do talk about it all the time, but my siblings are so wise and they're like way younger than me. So,
I was in
I
fact
know.
Not wise when I was young. I was very, naive, which is, I mean, if there's ever a time
still
to be,
naive,
there's
to
ever
honest.
A time to be naive. Well, yeah, that's because we're still young.
But sorry, back to this person. If I'm going to be the most truthful version of myself, I don't really know what to say to you other than I'm sorry that you're in this ex- situation, I would say that it's best to end it with the person. But obviously, I don't know how you feel and I don't know what your relationship is like. But I think that if someone, like, I think if someone's willing to cheat on their partner, I don't know, what would it stop them cheating on you in the future? That's my opinion. That's just my opinion.
I'm just going to be really blunt. You haven't done anything wrong. Obviously, you're single. But
no one's
done anything wrong,
to be honest.
Yeah, the person who's engaged has.
Absolutely. But like, you just don't know. They're like.
Yeah, but then cancel the engagement. It's like what we just said about cheating. I'm just as an absolute no-no when it comes to cheating. And that is cheating. Yeah, I am too. You know what I mean?
But then I'm just like, you don't know what's going through their head as well. Like, is the relationship that they're engaged, is the person that they're engaged to, like, toxic, abusive? Yeah. Like, but Anthony, it's so much easier said than done. You know, when you're in that, like, well, I don't know what, if you're in, I presume, like, a toxic situation, like, you can't, like, get your head out of it. Yeah. And you feel, and as well, I don't know, I read a bit about it and I feel that people can make you feel like you don't deserve more than them, that they're like the person that you should be with. And
is that gaslighting?
Yes, I think yes.
I had to word it just in case.
Sorry,
it's completely wrong term.
My eyesight's actually really bad.
So
I couldn't even read it.
We're not lip readers.
But yeah, like, they can make you feel like you can't get any better than them and whatever. You can. Not that anyone's better than anyone. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But you can definitely get someone more suited to you.
Yeah, 100%.
Than someone that's not making you feel your best self.
Yeah.
Are you not feeling your best self around them? Sorry.
Yeah. Like, for me personally, I would just say, I mean, if she calls off her engagement and then you're willing to pursue it, go for it if that's actually what you want. Me personally, I wouldn't. But
that being said,
I'm always, when you have those rose tinted sunglasses on, red flags just look like flags. And I absolutely got that from Pinterest. That was not from my brain.
I had a thought the other day. I was like, I've never had an original thought in my head. I feel like everyone's just thought
similar. It's very much annoying.
Things.
And TikTok,
lovely,
is, TikTok is ruining it.
You're
for
not alone.
Me. Because I had, what was it? It was like, remember Sky Remotes? And it was this thing. And it was like, oh, you just press every button and run my finger across. I was like, yeah, I was the only person on that. And then it had like 28,000 likes. All comments saying, oh, yeah, I was doing that. I was like, okay, this is just perfect.
Perfect. So with that, we want to say thank you so much for sending in all your
we do appreciate it, because it was a very hard thing to do.
And
just the fact that you were willing to trust us means a lot.
Yeah, and honestly, it was very brave. And I have to say as well that whatever you're going through, if you're not feeling your best, obviously, I do believe in relationship. There's ups and downs, backwards, forwards, whatever. Like, there are, like, it's not going to be smooth sailing. But if the majority of the time you're not feeling your best self, you really need to sit down and reevaluate. Why is that? Maybe it's nothing to do with your relationship with your partner. Maybe it's external things. But if your relationship is bringing you more unhappiness than happiness, really sit down and think about what you want and write down in a journal everything you're feeling. Let your hand go wild on the page and just let it all out, word vomit. And you might come to some sort of conclusion that you wouldn't have thought about before.
That's self-reflection, and it's a skill, but it's something that you should at least try, and it can make you a hell of a lot easier to just get stuff out and just read it. But yeah, we do absolutely appreciate you sending all those in. And also, we are not professionals. We are just two young, naive people who are giving our opinions.
But exactly. And I hope we didn't offend anyone either. Like, we don't mean that, obviously, at all.
We love y'all. And we'll be back after a quick music break where I am currently not in the studio seat, but I am guessing one of three musicians that I'm guessing are going to come on. And my fingers
it's
really crossed for one.
That's which one do you want? Would you want me to play that song by them? I was gonna play
so
Life
sorry.
As a Highway.
Go for that.
Because
for that.
I just want to lift up the moods or whatever like that. Okay, this is
Life. I need to get off the Noah Can hype.
Life is a Highway. No, you don't.
No, nobody does.
Not at all.
Stay tuned.
That you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Good morning and good afternoon. You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM. This is On a Tangent with Robin and
Anthony.
We made a little switch. I don't know why.
I was like, what the hell? I am now Anthony.
So yeah, but that was our. So yeah, speaking as Robin, we swapped chairs basically.
Do I have like a lot longer upper body than you? Because this is like, I feel really high right now.
Yeah, I was kind of. I'm more comfortable in your seat now. Yeah, maybe you do, bum.
Try to fix it. Honestly, we actually didn't know what we were going to talk about for this section.
Yeah, and then the song ran out, so now we're coming back. I don't know where that time went. This is what. Also, we have extremely exciting news. So not next week, but the week after, we have two shows. So UCC for Rag Week are running a 24-hour live radio event. So we are going to be in at 7 p.m. for a show, and.
Don't even mention that. Don't mention it. Don't. I'm just warning you now. Don't speak about
Heads of Field have your faith in my hands.
Yeah, do not.
Well, you didn't. You made half obvious. You didn't make it half obvious.
Just don't.
Okay, you can.
I'm going bright red.
That will come on Insta on a tangent plus.
Plus.
Yeah.
Subscribe for extra.
It's only $7.99 a month. No, I'm joking. It's $4.99. But so yeah. What was it? Oh yeah. Sorry. So yeah, for UC Rag Week, we're running a 24-hour radio show.
No, not
well, UC Radio is, and we actually have a show from 7 to 8, which we are very excited for. So you're going to get two shows eventually. And also Rag Week is coming around, so if you do want to donate to a charity of your choice,
do it.
I think I might do it. Well, I think what I really wanted to do is do like something like a fundraiser for something, but I don't know what to do or way to go about it.
I'm doing a marathon, half marathon, not a full one. If you want to do it with me.
Where?
In Westport.
When?
I can't remember. It's in May, I think.
I'd love to do something. I want to do something. I feel like it would have to be like physical as well, because like that's kind of what I can
do. You and, like, love the train, gym and you and, feel like, so good afterwards anyway. As well. Yeah.
Half marathon can be very, because I remember seeing this thing.
I couldn't do a full right now. I'd need more time to train.
I wouldn't even be able to do a half one now.
You would. Well, not right now, but we'd train.
Me on the radio, be like, I'll be right back. that's 13K. Job. That's 13K, like, isn't it?
No, it's more.
Is it?
I think it's 20 odd.
Oh, that's so tough.
It's fine though. But like,
it gives you something to train for though. So that's like a little goal, isn't it? But yeah, that's something I really want to do. So if anybody listening actually does know kind of how I could pursue that, I would absolutely love your help.
I know you think I'm your woman for that. We'll chat about it.
Yeah, give me off air, because I have something to say to you off air as well. Is it 21 kilometres? Oh my God.
It's fine. You'd be able to do it though.
Yeah, I'd have to train for it though. But it would give me something like a little goal, because I booked my summer holidays recently.
Woo! Where are you going?
We were supposed to go to Croatia. I think that is still happening, because we have two holidays like being planned. And I was also just back from Amsterdam last weekend, which was delightful.
Fun.
Significantly colder over there.
Anthony fell in love with everyone over there. They're like the most beautiful people in the world.
They're all good looking. They're all tall and they're all friendly. I'm like, what a... that little side face. In Amsterdam, they were lovely.
They're lovely.
Yeah, but everybody was lovely.
So well dressed as well. I feel like they're all put together.
That's what I was just about to get onto. Their fashion over there is really cool.
I love that.
I couldn't, like, do you know what I mean? Like, here, we can kind of be just like hungover, come into college and just kind of throw on whatever. I feel like these people, I'd love to see these people's wardrobes.
No,
I would absolutely love them. honestly, the behind the scenes of the show are just so much better.
Oh, God.
But, I forgot we have a microphone outside as well. But it sounded really low though. I was walking in and I was kind of... I thought like it was like booming. I think the music goes really loud, but I don't know if the voice is... Anyway, nobody's outside listening to us, aside from our 200 live audience. Hello, everyone. But we booked our summer holidays. So we're still have to kind of plan Croatia, but we're going to Ios for 10 days. So that's kind of given me something to like start training for and get all healthy for. Do you have anything planned for this? Oh yeah.
I'm hoping to go to San Diego. I don't know really what's happening. If
J1.
I don't go, yeah, J1. If not, I think I might move to Portugal.
Yeah, see, this is my worry.
It's like a surfing thing you can do.
Robin is absolutely not a home bird. Like she's a lady.
I will be coming home as well, but there's so much to see. I don't want to.
Which is great, but I'm very much like I don't know. I love my little bubble in Cork.
Yeah, the same I do as well. But my bubble's being popped because everyone's going
everywhere. Yeah, everybody's moving away, and I'm kind of like, but because I don't know.
New chapters for everyone, though.
True. That's it. But I do want to travel, but not yet. I feel like I want give me another 10 years, and then I'll leave.
Mm.
I'm going to finish my education first, and maybe after the first couple of years of my career, when I can kind of build up a bit, then I'll head away to Dubai, which is where it has always been the dream.
Yes, you'll definitely.
One thing that spooks me though is I was thinking back, I was like, oh my, Joe, like I was listening back to the first ever On a Tangent episode, I think I sent it to you.
You did, yeah.
And I was like, this is the finale. I always forget that you had like a season one, and it brought me on to...
you need to talk to people about your life in this way. So what Anthony does is he has like seasons, okay? So he breaks his life down year. But more so life, because
more
it doesn't
so life
have to be in
a actually doesn't
year.
Go by the year.
It doesn't go
enough,
by the year. He has his own
over.
Calendar.
Yeah.
But every like season has a main character. So Anya's this one.
Yeah. Shout out Anya again, who was very happy fantastic. That she got a shout out on the radio last year. She was like, oh my God, I feel... Don't touch the graduation.
I know,
like that.
I was like, that's
delightful.
Your thing, I'm sorry.
but yeah, for some reason, obviously I'm not going to name out the people from the other series. But I don't know why. I don't know why I consider life in this way.
No, it's fantastic.
There seems to be somebody who will like come in. There's been like the main cast, lads. You all know who you are, and we love you. But there's like these little seasons, and it's not like relationships. Like me and Anya, we weren't even that close until like September, and now we're literally like best friends.
Two peas
and like, because we kind of knew each other before, but now we've come on and we're like mad close. I'm like, I said to her last year, I was like, "This is your season." She was like, "What?" But I was explaining it to Robin and she was like, that actually makes sense. So like, yeah. I've divided up all my seasons. I remember one of the biggest changes I had was season, I can't remember, it was probably like season 3 or 4. Nobody understands.
It's
so
really cool. No,
it.
And I do. I think I know which one.
I had a whole new season when I started college and I started a new job. And then I like just started like learning how to drive and I was like, whoa,
that's
it's all
changed.
And that's when you kind of realize, Joe, when your life changes, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, new season. And it's like a little positive thing because I'm like, every season normally has like a little high.
Yeah.
But the seasons go back as far, like at season one was like very, like I considered like secondary school, like a whole season. Actually, first to third year was a whole season.
Yeah.
Fourth to sixth year was a season with a lot of little plots. That was like, that was good. COVID, there was kind of a split. Mm-hmm. 2020 was a season. Then there was... there was either one season with two major plots in 2021 or else we divided two different seasons, but I think it was just one. I think that was just a fantastic season. And then there's always like even like a dull season because you're like, when you watch shows like Grey's Anatomy and stuff, they get to like season 8, 9, 10.
I know, yeah,
it's getting a bit dull
them, but,
that's yeah, really cool. We have very much started a new season.
Sorry, I went on a tangent. What were you talking about before that though? Something you realised?
Zero idea.
Wait, I don't know.
What were we talking about? We were talking about everybody leaving the nest. Then I was talking about my holidays. Then I introduced us as Robin and Anthony, even though I'm Robin. Even though I'm Anthony and you're Robin.
It was something that you were talking to me beforehand, and I presume that's what you were going to bring up. And it was when you grow up. When you grow up, I presume that's what it is.
I literally have the attention span of a goldfish. I don't know if they have good attention spans. Hopefully they don't, otherwise my statement is void. But yeah, basically what I was saying to one of the lads last night, I was like we're 22 now, we're in college. We're driving, like we're looking at going into the big bad world. And I'm like, why do I still feel like I'm like 16? Mm-hmm. Actually, no. I still feel like I'm 19. That's kind of the age in my head that comes in. And I'm just like, whoa. Because I remember when I was like young, I was like, okay, when I'm in sixth year and I'm doing my leaving cert, that's it, I'm an adult. Then I done my leaving cert, I was like, okay, that's done. I was like, do you know what? When I go to college, that's it. Big bad world. I'm going to feel like an adult. Still don't feel like it. Then I was like, no. When you start driving and you have your independence, that's it. You're done. You absolutely feel like an adult. And I still do not. Like, so my question is going to be, when? And I remember my granddad said to me, oh no, I think he said it to my mum. I think my mum asked my granddad, like, oh, he was like 70. My mum was like, oh, like, how does it feel to be 70? He was like, oh, I still feel 25. So maybe,
that's lovely.
So now, because I was only thinking about it on the way in, I was like, oh, what if like you always kind of feel like you're young, which actually gives me so much hope for the future.
I think you do though. I think you just like, you age externally and then however you feel inside is like how you behave, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is kind of nice though that, well, I don't know even when you feel like an adult, like I don't know.
I don't
maybe when
like
you have kids, you feel like.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that might be because when you have, if we're lucky enough
and
to
like
have
a mortgage
kids,
and stuff like that,
your life changes from like living for you as opposed to living for your kids.
I think that's when you probably feel like.
Maybe that's it. But I don't know. Then I'll just, I've said this about so many things. I was like, you couldn't have told me if I was driving into college that I wouldn't feel like an adult. I'm like, no.
I don't either.
I don't. And we're like, it's spooky. Like, I mean.
There's stuff you do that's like adult stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But I feel like it's like imposter syndrome. I'm kind of like, come on, who are we kidding over
here?
Yeah,
literally.
Like, I mean, I was just there, like, just doing like final year exams, and I was like, I was like, this doesn't matter.
Because you know, when you look at people when you were like younger and they were in college, like,
I just remember
they were the oldest people in the world.
I remember going on a school tour here, and I remember seeing like this group walking past. I was like, "That is so cool!"
Yeah,
I was like, "Whoa, I can't wait to be like them." And like,
we still feel like kids.
But and then it's so funny, Joe. If I watch like a movie, like an American movie set in like a high school, I'm like, "Whoa, they're old!" And I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm 4 years older than what they're playing."
Which is crazy,
horrifying.
Like, and also, isn't it mad that like when there's like a 2 year age gap or whatever between, not 2 year age gap, sorry, when you look back on like 2 years ago you compared to you now, like I feel like
terrifying.
I just don't know
who was I 2 years ago. Completely
like same person but also same but different.
Same person but developed, which is a good sign, which I suppose is not a good, if you were looking back for 2 years, I'm like, yeah, I'm still exactly the same. That'd be kind of like, oh,
because I think you change all the time. I think if I was to look at myself like 4 months ago, I'd be like, 100%.
Yeah, but I always feel like if I went back to, I feel like this time last year, yeah, 100%. There's not, I feel like a year actually does kind of age you a bit.
It does.
Even though a year feels like such a short time.
I know.
But yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Am I ever going to feel old?
Or feel like an adult? Maybe not.
Or feel like an adult. And so I'm just wondering, does anybody else have that? I feel like everybody has this problem.
Is there anybody listening
who genuinely feels like
an adult?
Who feels older than they are? Because I think, does everybody just feel younger than they are? Because I absolutely do.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Even like a spoonie, oh. Like a...
I was getting ID'd yesterday. I was buying alcohol or whatever for the alcohol, yeah. And the fellow working was like, can you show me your ID? And I was like, yeah. And he looked and he goes, 22. I was like, man, don't even go there.
Yeah,
I was like, terrifying. I know, I always get told I look like 16, but we say nothing.
Oh, honestly, me getting ID'd, I'm like, oh, I haven't been asked in years. I still get ID'd going into like pubs and stuff, like if there's a bouncer there, but I don't get ID'd and off licenses anymore, and it very much upsets me.
Don't you?
No.
I get ID'd everywhere.
Very much upsets me. Mm. And I was like, oh, you know, you're not gonna do your job and make sure that I'm of the legal age. He goes, look at you. I goes,
oh, what?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh my God.
For the plot, but I was like, oh my God, no. And I mean, I remember I actually made some ladies weak in work, and she came in, they ended up being like 30, but they didn't look at all, and they came in and Sean wasn't on the door. Oh, you were there.
They were cackling
like a bunch of ducks, and I was like,
I was being dead serious.
I was just like, oh yeah, do you have ID on you? And they all started laughing.
Oh my, they were in love with Anthony the rest of the night. It was really funny.
Oh my God, I haven't asked that in years. And I was like, I looked at him.
He's being dead serious.
I think they could have seen my face, because I looked at it and I said like 1987. I goes, whoa. And they were like, ha ha, we haven't been asked in years. And I was like,
They did look like,
because we're 23s, they looked like they were, one of them I was adamant was 18. Because she was like 5'1", and she just looked like a child. And she handed to me, 27. I goes, oh my God.
I remember my...
Sorry, ma'am.
When I was younger, like significantly younger, I had to ID this person at the bar. My manager was like, oh, just ID them there.
Yeah.
Sure, do they not turn out to be 29 years old? And I couldn't even read an ID at that stage. I was like, so where are the numbers supposed to go? Like, and then being like, oh, I'm so flattered. I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I know. I still remember it.
Like,
and Joe, my quick maths isn't a great thing as well, because Joe, I'll get an ID and it'll say like 2002.
Yeah.
Like, what age are people in 2002? No, somebody came in with a 2004 ID. I was like, how do you have an ID of 2004? Sure, you're 16. I'm like, whoa, this is
going to be spooky. That's actually spooky.
Yeah, it's like, I was on teacher TikTok for about 2 hours. I said, it's completely unrelated.
I always end up on teacher TikTok, actually.
You were saying
well,
to me,
like,
so I
kind of
like forced my algorithm to it. It's just,
teachers.
Just cemented my dream
of
pursuing. But I remember saying, I was on bouncer TikTok for a night. It was the worst, like.
Bouncer TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know why I was
That's
on
so
it.
Fun.
I really wanted to get off it.
Oh, right,
but it was just like me looking at the 05, wondering how in hell he's going to get in here. And I was like, oh my God, it works. 2005 is now 18.
That's it doesn't work for where we work, but yeah.
Yeah, not for us, but I mean, like, what? Like, no, I'm 2001 is the cutoff point. Anybody younger than that is babies.
Because
we're babies.
2005.
Yeah, that's, it's...
Asher, yeah.
But that's Asher, thing, I think, yeah. I remember thinking back. I remember my first, do you remember your first night out in town?
Yes.
Where did you go and what happened? Well, not what happened, but do you, like...
Yeah.
Because mine
I went to the Red Horse. It's not there anymore.
Where's that? Or where it used to be?
Down by Joe's and Bros. There's like a bar or whatever around there. I went in there and I was just very badly drunk.
I went back on my on my phone just to have a look at like a couple of photos, whatever, of what I, like first night out in town.
Mm.
And I had a look at my outfit, and this was at the time when like Jim King and stuff was like the in fashion. I don't know why that was ever in fashion. And I was really looking at my outfit. I goes, who let me out like that? Like, and I was looking, I was like,
I do that to my outfits. I do that to my IDs. I'm like, who let me?
Yeah,
that
I like my student ID. God, when I see my age card, I want to throw it in the bin.
No.
I don't know why I even ordered an age card. I feel like I'm the only, do you have an age card?
I used to use an age card up until this year. I'm not joking for everywhere. Even internationally. And they'd be like, what is this? And I'm like, my age card. They'd all laugh at it as well because I looked 12 in it.
Yeah. Oh, one of the lads had the funniest age card of all time because he lost a fair bit of weight, whatever. And like, we looked at his age card, we're like, you didn't look like this before. And it was, it made her absolute weak.
I need to be supervised when I take photos or something.
My passport photos aren't bad, actually. I feel like, and Julie, that's like the biggest thing. Everybody's always like, oh, passport photos is an absolute no-no, but mine's okay.
Okay, well, the ego in here is literally filling the room.
Oh, it's gone through the absolute roof. But somehow an hour has already gone by, which at the studio, the time in here just gets shorter and shorter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And also it's getting hotter and hotter in here because it is roasting.
Roasting.
But lucky enough, we will be back next Friday at the exact same time as 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then the week after, we'll be here for a double show. So thank you very much for listening.
Have a good week. And thank you everyone as well for sending in those questions. Drink water.
Thank you.
That's what Anthony's trying to tell me to say. And send us a text if you want to hear any specific topics for next week.
Absolutely. We are always online, except for me tonight because I'm going out.
Woo! Have fun. Woo,
go on. Right. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
And this is The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani and Akon. I'm going to be singing it to Robin as you're all listening. So wish her luck because I don't have a good singing voice. Stay tuned.